May the divine assistance remain always with us.
Amen.
So good evening. So tonight let's look at tool number 43. Be certain that the evil you commit is always your own and yours to acknowledge. Or as the Terence Cardong translation has it, as for evil, know that you are always the agent of it, and therefore take responsibility. Now, if you remember last week, the tool number 42 is acknowledging that basically all is grace. The good that we do is God's gift, and it's possible by God's grace. So a contrast with tonight's, or with 243. Well, certainly St. Benedict is giving us a very strong emphasis for the monk to take responsibility for his own faults and sins. Basically, he's saying don't blame others, don't blame the devil. And this is basically, again, a very Augustinian principle of the dynamic of grace and the actions of sin or evil in our lives. So it's not particularly, in that sense, original to St. Benedict. St. Augustine, 100 years before, had laid this principle out. But if we put tool number 43 in the context, of course, of the larger rule, we see that in Prologue 6, the verses 29 through 32, St. Benedict is already preparing us for tool number 43. He says in the prologue there, acknowledge that the good gifts in us, or in each one of you, are from God, and how necessary it is, therefore, to obey the command of God. In this context, we have, of course, what we call the will of God in our lives, or in the biblical word, righteousness. Furthermore, in step number 5 of chapter 7, humility, St. Benedict has the monk manifest his sinful thoughts and wrongs committed in secret. He manifests these to the abbot. So in other words, owning one's sinful thoughts and the wrongs, the wrong actions that are committed, by confessing those. And furthermore, in the 6 chapters on excommunication for wrongs committed, or the penal code, and again, our monastic excommunication is not a canonical excommunication. It's a discipline for rectifying contrary behavior, contrary to the gospel, contrary to what the common life is all about. And in chapter 28 there, verses 4 and 5, St. Benedict says, you know, when it gets to the point nothing else is working, then we acknowledge the role of special prayer for the wayward brother, so that the Lord, who can do all things, bring about the healing. So again, there we have that action of bringing about conversion, healing, transformation, that it's the Lord who does these things, not my own abilities or capabilities or on my own physical or even psychological strength, that I am not going to heal myself. In other words, God does all the good things in our lives. And finally, in chapter 46, really an echo of the earlier step 5 of humility, St. Benedict says, you know, when the cause of the sin or the evil in the monk lies hidden in his conscience, then he is to reveal it again either to the senior or the abbot or to a senior monk, meaning an elder, one of the nonus, where we get the word, it comes into the feminine in English, the nona as nun, but it really means the elder, and both feminine and masculine. Well, that's the context of this tool in the context of the rule. But what about scripture? You know, in Psalm 52, we pray, here is one who did not make God his or her stronghold, but rather trusted in wealth and grew strong by destroying others. Again, in other words, this person trusted in his own strengths, his own abilities, etc. He did not trust and make God his or her stronghold. Furthermore, in the Gospel of John, again, Jesus' prayer at the Last Supper with the people in the upper room, Jesus reminds us in chapter 15, verse 5 of John, without me you can do nothing. Without me you can do nothing. And of course, St. Paul takes this and develops it both in his second letter to the Corinthians and his letter to the Ephesians. In 2 Corinthians 3, he says, not that we are competent to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. And seven chapters later, in the same letter, the second letter to the Corinthians, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. And finally, in Ephesians, the second chapter, St. Paul says, by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. So furthermore, you know, just as a reflection, how difficult it is to own my mistakes, to take responsibility for all my actions, not just some of my actions, but all of my actions. How difficult it is to admit I am wrong, and when I do admit it, to make no excuses. You know, it's not so easy. You say, well, you know, the wind was blowing so strong, and or whatever it is, you know, blame it on nature. And how easy it is to blame my brother, or the community, or the order, or the church, or just society in general. You know, rather than to say, I am sorry, or forgive me, or I am the one who broke this, or I'm the one who said that, or I'm the one who misjudged. You know, and we just dealt with this on Wednesday, last Wednesday, and how easy it is in community either to break or even steal. You know, one of the instruments of good works is not to steal. And yet how often that happens in the monastery. I still remember the umbrella that I had purchased some years ago. I left it out in front of the refectory, the north door, and it disappeared. I've never seen it again. Well, it was not one of the healthcare workers that walked away with it. You know, I thought, good Lord, Anyways, I bought another umbrella. Eventually, maybe it was in Oregon because of the rainy climate there when I go. But, you know, or, you know, to damage the equipment. We were reminded if something's broken, you know, at least, you know, call the attention to the department head or the seller or whoever. And yet this happens all the time, and we remain anonymous, you know. But how easy it is when it is a tool or equipment that I have for my use to be angry over another's taking it or misusing it. You know, I'm reminded when in my early years here, an incident one of the monks, older monks, shared in the days of, you might call them the good old days, with the kind of chapter of faults and all that kind of thing that was there, which I don't know if that really remedied things any better, but nevertheless, we had the dairy at the time, and he was a novice, and whatever he was doing, he was on a tractor, and he kind of drove through the gate, apparently where the calf barn or where the calves were kept, and anyway, the gate was broken, he couldn't close it. And so he quick went running over to the novice master, as in those days, you were required to report it immediately. He got on his knees. And before he was able to finish the full story of what had happened, the novice director said, well, go at dinner time and kneel at the entrance of the refectory at dinner. Apparently that was one of the penances. You knelt at the door of the refectory when you, if you broke something. Anyway, the point was the novice says, well, wait a minute. He says, and we're going to need more than that. He says, I broke the whole gate and the calves are, their cows are in there and they're going to all get out if we don't address this. So anyway, so that's one way of, addressing things. And but also in chapter 48, in faults committed in other matters, St. Benedict says, if someone commits a fault while at work, either by breaking or losing something or failing in any other way in any other place, although this isn't the oratory because St. Benedict deals with mistakes in the oratory in its own chapter. St. Benedict says he must come at once before the abbot and community and of his own accord admit his fault and make satisfaction. So that's a challenge for all of us. Maybe some things are easier to admit than others, but nevertheless, there it is. And we have vowed to live the gospel according to the rule of Saint Benedict, so it's there for all of us. So evil is from me. Everything good is from God, because God is good and makes all things good. God saw that it was good. So I am called as a Christian, as a monk, to live consciously from a receptive stance, which is this emphasis on synodality at this moment in the church's history. Not that that's new, but kind of a renewed emphasis. A receptive stance, total dependence upon God for everything, grace, faith, action, salvation, ultimately eternal life. Be certain that the evil you commit is always your own and yours to acknowledge.